After the death of Abijah, king of Judah, Asa his son came to the throne. Asa was faithful to the Lord, and he reigned in Jerusalem 41 years. The country was at peace for the first 10 years of his rule, while to the north there was a rapid succession of kings on the throne of Israel. The struggle for power in the northern kingdom caused much unrest and suffering. After the death of Jeroboam, Nadab his son became king. But in the second year of his reign, a man named Baasha conspired against him and struck him down. As soon as Baasha began to reign, he destroyed Jeroboam's whole family, leaving no one alive, just as Ahijah the prophet had foretold. Baasha was no better than his predecessors. He rejected the Lord and maintained idolatry in Israel. The people continued to worship the golden calves set up by Jeroboam. Baasha ruled for 24 years and was at war with Asa, king of Judah, throughout his reign. Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. He commanded the people of Judah to worship God and keep his commandments, and he brought articles of silver and gold into the treasury of the Lord's temple. He got rid of the idols and foreign altars in the country, smashed the sacred stones, and cleansed the land of pagan pillars and sun images. He even deposed the queen mother because she had made a pagan pole that he cut down and burnt. He destroyed many of the places of pagan worship and drove out the shrine prostitutes. He built up and fortified the cities of Judah and mustered a well-equipped army of brave fighting men from the tribes of Judah and Benjamin. So the land was at peace and prospered. Then one day a vast army of Ethiopians and Libyans came up from the south and invaded the country. 300 chariots and a countless number of horsemen and foot soldiers, under the orders of their Ethiopian leader Zerah, came as far as the town of Moresha in the plains of Judah. Asa and his troops went out to meet them and took up their battle positions in a valley near the town. Then Asa cried to the Lord his God and said, "Lord, there is no one like you to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. We rely on you, and in your name we have come against this multitude. Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you." God heard Asa's prayer and struck down the Ethiopians before the king and the men of Judah. Asa and his army pursued them, and many of the enemy fell that day. Asa's troops went as far as Gera, and they carried off a vast amount of plunder. The Ethiopians abandoned their tents and all their possessions, as well as their sheep, goats, and camels. So the men of Judah and Benjamin returned to Jerusalem with large herds of livestock and all the belongings of the enemy. After this great victory, the Spirit of God came upon the prophet Azariah, son of Oded. He said to Asa and his men, "Listen to me, Asa and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." He reminded the people that for a long time Israel had been without the true God, without a priest to teach, and without the law. But in their distress they had turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them. Those were the days, he said, when it was not safe to travel about, for the nations were in a turmoil, because God was troubling them, and there was much distress. But now you must be strong and not give up, for your work will be rewarded. When Asa heard these words, he took courage and continued his reforms throughout the country. He removed the images and idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and from the towns he had captured in the hills of Ephraim. He repaired the altar of the Lord that was in front of the portico of the Lord's temple, and encouraged the people to worship the Lord, the God of Israel, and to keep his commandments. Many people from the tribes of Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon came over to him from Israel, because they saw that the Lord his God was with him, and the land had peace for many years. Next episode, the end of Asa's reign.